Dr. Gordon Pedersen graduated from the toxicology program at Utah State University and has a master's degree in wellness. He is the director of the Institute of Alternative Medicine and has published many books, CDs, and scientific articles. Dr. Pedersen is also a member of SOMA, Special Operations Medical Association, one of our military's finest organizations.
The new silver technology is the first line of defense. When hospitals want to kill or disinfect things, they use topical or surface disinfectants. When doctors want to kill disease that's inside your body, they use antibiotics. Disinfectants work every day, all the time, as first-line defense to prevent disease. We say very special antibiotics to be used as a second line of defense if the bacteria becomes life-threatening. What if we had an internal disinfectant? A disinfectant for the inside of us? Well, disinfectant means the following. Dis means to kill. Infectant means things that infect us. So, a disinfectant is something that kills things that infect us. That can't happen because every disinfectant used at the hospital is toxic to humans. Even the fumes are toxic. But what if there was such a thing? Something that was scientifically documented to be non-toxic, yet routinely disinfect the tiniest parts of our cells. This would truly be a first line of defense because it would be taken every single day. Imagine how it could help the immune system. By reducing the burden on your immune functions, there would have to be no more great efforts made on a continuous basis. Instead of always being on call to be a super immune system, maybe it could go back to normal where it provides prevention more than cure. What if you could safely take this internal disinfectant every day? What if it could prevent the need for antibiotics? What if it could help antibiotics do their job better just by reversing the damage caused by antibiotics? What if it could safely disinfect one cell at a time? Would you believe it? Or is it too good to be true just because it sounds like modern-day snake oil? Well, what if? What if this internal disinfectant killed bacteria inside the body but protected probiotics or good bacteria? What if it destroyed viruses and could prevent them from duplicating themselves? What if it could help antibiotics not to be so toxic? What if it helped reduce inflammation? What if it helped improve wound healing? What if it killed candida and didn't inhibit the good flora? What if it changed the way we prevent disease worldwide? And what if it were scientifically valid and didn't require a prescription because it was non-toxic? I'm Dr. Gordon Pedersen, and I'm here to review the science surrounding this remarkable advancement in silver technology. It is considered to be a non-toxic antimicrobial agent, or what I call a safe internal disinfectant. It has been presented before Congress as a new technology. Senator Orrin Hatch has requested that Congress stockpile it for prevention against bioterrorism or pandemics. The only question you need to answer by the end of this program is whether the new silver technology is going to be your first line of defense or not. According to the U.S. Patent Office, this new technology does all the good things you find in a good colloidal or ionic silver. And because it is safe, it is classified as a totally different chemical entity called a silver water dispersion or silver sol. A sol is a chemical term that means a stable dispersion of solids in liquids. The solids can maintain a magnetic field. This means the silver solids are so tiny that they are smaller than the water particles, and so they keep their charge while they are suspended in the water. Because their size is 0.005 to 0.015 micrometers, they are nanoparticles. This means that the entire range of silver particles that produce antimicrobial benefits are patent protected. This nanotechnology of silver water dispersion is patented under the following title, quote, "Treatment of humans with colloidal silver composition consisting of a colorless composition comprising silver particles and water, wherein said particles comprise an interior of elemental silver and an exterior of ionic silver oxide, wherein the silver particles are present in the water at a level of about 5 to 40 parts per million and manifest significant antimicrobial properties." Now, that came from U.S. patent number 7,135,195. That's important because you can actually look that up and follow me word for word on some of these quotes. What this means is that elemental silver is used as the core silver nanoparticle and has a silver oxide coating, which maintains a charged silver coat that has antimicrobial properties. And it passes through the body and is unmetabolized. The definition of non-toxic is something that does not produce toxic metabolites. So, silver nanoparticles go in and come out unchanged. For this reason, it produces no dangerous metabolites. And just to be sure, there are 8 different toxicology studies that demonstrate the safety of this silver, even one that shows it doesn't damage the good bacteria in the intestines. The new silver-engineered supercharged nanoparticles, or silver soul, passes through the organs of excretion in a disinfecting way. This is important because silver cleanses the organs that cleanse the body. I'm sure this is a welcome change for the bladder, kidneys, and other organs of excretion that usually are bathed in toxic wastes. The name colloidal silver still applies to this new technology, but there is so much more to a silver soul. In fact, it would take over 150 years to accumulate in your body, according to the EPA number ECAOCIN026. That's if none of it ever was excreted from your body. A study published in the Iris Report, 5th page, 1st paragraph, says that 90 to 99% of this silver is excreted out of the body by the next day. In 1924, colloidal silver was patented. Because this is different than the old home-cooked colloidal silvers, the new silver technology has received a new patent, U.S. patent number 7135195, and in November of 2006, it has been demonstrated as new technology. This means it has been proven to be different. The reason this silver is different and safer is because the process uses elemental or pure silver, not 98% pure, not 97% pure, but pure elemental silver. Any impurity causes damage and different chemical properties. Common ionic silver has a single charged particle, while a soul is a supercharged particle and carries the ability to neutralize an unlimited number of pathogens. The patented manufacturing process supercharges the oxide coating. This means that common ionic silver can neutralize one bacteria, but a silver soul has catalytic capabilities, meaning that it can neutralize one bacteria and continue to neutralize the next and the next and the next because it works like your car's catalytic converter. It neutralizes toxins and then recharges itself so it can continue doing so without limit. Because of this, common forms of silver require high concentrations to have the same effect as a silver soul. While other ionic or colloidal silvers can kill bacteria at very high concentrations, supercharged silver soul can kill at low concentrations, levels so low you can drink it. Even at doses 200 times the normal adult dose, it is non-toxic to healthy human cells. According to the safe limits on silver, published in the EPA's red documents, which are that a person can safely take 0.005 milligrams per kilogram per day, every day for 72 years and not accumulate silver, what this means is that a person could safely drink 1 ounce of this new silver every day for the rest of their life, and if none of it ever left their body, they would still not accumulate silver in an adverse amount. Because it is non-toxic, it can be taken internally. Because it has antimicrobial properties, it is a disinfectant. For this reason, it is an internal disinfectant with antimicrobial properties. Patents are not medical approvals, but in order to get a patent on a supplement or drug, the claims must be proven by credible sources, the same sources used by the FDA and EPA to give approvals and endorsements. So the following claims are made according to a patent. In fact, on claims numbers 8 through 14 on page 3 of the patent, you'll find important claims that have been documented by scientific study. The U.S. patent for silver water dispersion, claim number 8, states, and I quote, "For Bacillus anthracus," by the way, that's anthrax, "for Candida albicans," that's yeast, "for Mycobacteria bovis and tuberculosis," "for Pseudomonas aeruginosa," that's for wounds and wound healing, "for Salmonella," that's against food poisoning, "for Yersinia pestis," that is the bubonic plague. And by the way, it was killed in 2 minutes when exposed to the silver sole. Again, going on in the patent, it is for Staph aureus. That is called MRSA, which is resistant to antibiotics. In fact, I want to tell you a story about that. I was at a funeral here in December. A funeral for a lady who went in for cosmetic surgery. She just had her eyelids retouched up a little bit. In the hospital, she obtained a Staph aureus or MRSA infection. Within 2 days, she died. Now imagine, if you will, going to the hospital for a tiny little incision, getting a bacterial infection. It expands and goes throughout your body. The antibiotics that they gave her were not enough to contain the bacteria, and she died. We know she got it in the hospital. She did not come in with it because 3 of the 4 other people in her wing of the hospital for cosmetic surgery also died within 2 days. So it's a shame that this is happening, but imagine if you could prevent the activity from MRSA with a silver sole. Going on, let me tell you about the plague. Now, we all heard about the plague, and we recognize that 1/3 of Europe died from the plague. Well, if you recognize the fact that we still use silverware, that is how they helped deter the problems associated with the plague. They actually made silverware out of pure silver, and when they did so, they found that they did not suffer near as many side effects or experiences with the plague as others. Now, when silver was tested against Yersinia pestis, that's bubonic plague, it worked in 1.4 minutes. So, just to see how well it might work, in the lab, they used 160 times more plague cells than normal and found that it killed 99.99% in 2 minutes. What I'm talking about here is the obliteration of something that killed off 1/3 of Europe. We are going to have plagues in the future. We are going to have modern-day plagues. In fact, I suggest we suffer a modern-day plague right now in the form of MRSA. MRSA is a staph infection that is not being contained in hospitals, and in fact, antibiotics are not able to get rid of it. So you could actually get a small cut, have a small infection turn bacterial, and lose a significant part of skin or a leg or an arm or even die from it, like what happened with my friends in the cosmetic surgery wing. Going on, U.S. patent claim number 10 states, and I quote, "For malaria, fungal infections of the skin, bacterial infections of the skin, vaginal infections, urinary tract infections, tonsillitis, pelvic inflammatory disease, pharyngitis, gonorrhea, conjunctivitis, otitis, respiratory infections, and nasal infections." Basically, in summary of that, any orifice of the body that may have a bacterial infection can be benefited when used topically and or internally. And if you have a significant problem, it's wise to use it in both combination ways, meaning you want to take it orally twice a day and at the same time spray it on or apply it topically. This is important to recognize because some of the most dangerous invaders that we have in our body, well, most of them, enter through one of the orifices of our body. So if we go on and look at the patent claims numbers 11 through 14, you'll find that they're antiviral properties. In addition to that, you'll find that they're both viral DNA polymerase and inhibition of viral reverse transcriptase. What that means is there's two forms of viruses, and they designate them in the way that they replicate through the body. The bottom line is that the patent indicates that both of them are covered with the new Silver Soul technology, and that includes hepatitis B virus by name in claim number 14. As an immune-enhancing product, it has been presented to Tom Ridge, Secretary of Homeland Security, by Senator Orrin Hatch for use as a first responder against bioterrorism and pandemics. In addition to that, this is probably my favorite thing I get to read to you, and so I'm just going to read part of it. It is a letter from General P.K. Carlton, M.D., who is also the director of Integrative Center for Homeland Security, and he recommends the following in written form, and it states, quote, "I would like to bring to your attention a resource that I feel can be utilized in the area of biodefense from bioterrorism to infectious diseases such as SARS. The ABL antimicrobial has undergone rigorous testing and has been found to kill anthrax, bubonic plague, hospital staff, and SARS. It is the first new antimicrobial for the hospital in many years. In addition, the product is non-toxic to humans, EPA approved for hospital staff and bubonic plague, and currently awaiting Section 18 approval for anthrax. In short, we currently do not have anything with such a wide spectrum of efficacy in our inventory. As such, I recommend that the antimicrobial be evaluated for addition to the national pushback stockpile." Unquote. That is a letter from a medical doctor who is also a general, who is also in charge of homeland security issues. He has written this to Congress so that they might stockpile this very technology. This means that the new Silver Soul product has been identified as a first responder product that should be stockpiled and used against bioterrorism and infectious disease pandemics. By the way, the top infectious diseases in America today are number one, staph, number two, strep, number three, pneumonia, number four, MRSA, that's methicillin-resistant staph aureus. These are the cause of infections of the ears, nose, throat, lungs, bronchioles, eyes, skin, digestive tract, and they can be fatal. Did you know the Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC, has warned doctors not to prescribe any antibiotics for ear infections? That's true. In November of 2006, all physicians were warned in a letter from the CDC that they should not prescribe any antibiotics for otitis or otitis media, those are ear infections, because they only serve to make the problem worse, unquote. And the recommendation from the CDC to doctors is to give an analgesic, in other words, a painkiller or anti-inflammatory, and the ear infection should remedy itself in a few days. You know what? I had a six-year-old son, and he received an ear infection, and we gave him antibiotics the first week. We gave him antibiotics the second week, and we went on through six rounds of antibiotics, and we couldn't control the ear infection. Now, this was about 12 years ago, and I didn't know better. And we learned the hard way that my son went on enough antibiotics that to this day, 12 years later, he still has digestive tract problems in the form of irritable bowel syndrome, and he still has abnormal responses to things like sugar, to stimulants, to sweets of any kind. He has a difficult time with immune system function, if that's what you want to call it. Learn from this mistake that we made as parents. Our children, had they had four drops or even three drops of this new silver technology in their ears, they may not have had to go through what we had to go through. And by the way we finally got rid of my son's ear infection was to put liquid garlic drops in his ear. You know what? He had an infection that antibiotics could not get under control, and it lasted for months. To this day, he's paying a price. What if, and I ask myself this terrible question, what if, as a parent, if I had only given him some Silver Soul on a daily basis or used it in his ears, would he have not had the problems he's going to have to deal with the rest of his life? It's a tough what if, but it's actually true, and you've got to realize that many of us could do a lot of good to help ear infections alone with Silver Soul, because 70% of children have had antibiotics for an ear infection by age 3, and over 90% of children have had antibiotics for an ear infection by age 5. I know this works because I went swimming and I got that swimmer's ear where water got trapped behind my eardrum. It became an infection. That infection put pressure and I got a headache. It gave me a sore throat and I knew that I had an ear infection. I took 4 drops in one ear. Now, by the way, I pointed my ear to the roof and had my wife drop the drops of this Silver Soul in my ear. I let it stay there for 10 minutes. And the reason I left my ear pointed to the roof for 10 minutes is because I could hear and feel the silver trickling down into the ear cavity behind the eardrum. I could hear cracking and popping and bubbles popping and all kinds of fun stuff. I could feel it passing into my ear canal. And I know, because I have seen the Petri dish data, that the Silver Soul, when it comes in contact with the bacteria that causes an ear infection, will kill it in 6 minutes. So I decided I'm going to lay here with my ear pointing to the roof for 10 minutes. The result was next morning I did not have an ear infection. No more inflammation, no more pain, no more swelling, a little extra drainage from that ear and from the other ear, but it's this simple. Point your ear to the roof, put 4 drops in it, let it sit in that position for 10 minutes so that the liquid can be in contact with the bacteria for at least 6 minutes, and the killing can be done, just as we've seen in the lab, just as we've seen in the scientific reports. This is important because we know that antibiotics are failing because the bacteria have mutated and become resistant. According to Current Science Medical Journal, October 2006, this silver has helped reverse antibiotic resistance and made all categories of antibiotics more functional. Quote from the scientific journal, "It is clear that the combination will allow a more complete clearing of the pathological organism," unquote. What this means is that you can use the silver as a first line of defense, and if you need more help, you can use it together with antibiotics and be sure to kill what the antibiotics left behind. This is important because one antibiotic, even if it's broad spectrum, doesn't kill all forms of bacteria. So no matter what the antibiotic you're taking, it's going to leave some bacteria untouched. And that's why silver can be taken in this form of silver will help reduce or destroy the bacteria that your antibiotic left behind. This brings me to the point of common sense medicine. It makes sense to use silver every day. 1 teaspoon because it is broad spectrum and kills bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It makes sense that if you're getting sick or knowingly going to be exposed to an illness like at work or in a nursery, you should take that preventive amount twice a day. It makes sense that if you are seriously ill, you can take it 3 or even 4 times a day until you find a remedy. It makes sense that if 70% of all contagious diseases are obtained by hand contact, that you could put it on your hands and have protection for the next 4 hours. It makes sense that you could use it for prevention of STDs, which, by the way, are bacterial. And it makes sense that you can use it on every orifice of the body, including putting it on your skin, for a benefit that should be related to what we find in the lab, which is bacterial killing within 6 to 10 minutes. Now, there are many ways silver kills pathogens. I'm going to mention the most important 3. Number 1, it kills as a silver oxide. Number 2, it has a magnetic resonance that prevents viruses from replicating. And number 3, resonance, or a frequency that destroys pathogens. Let me talk to you a little bit about each one. Silver oxide kills on contact, meaning contact with the bacteria. By pulling off one electron, the bacteria cell membrane is ruptured and the bacteria cell results in death, and death of the bacteria is the result. Your immune system cleans it up and takes it away. That's important because the center particle of this silver is pure elemental silver, while the outside is a silver oxide coating that kills on contact. The second way is magnetic resonance. The magnetic charge of the silver acts on viral DNA. You see, viral DNA consists of incomplete segments of DNA, and this leaves them with an abnormal charge. The silver nanoparticle is magnetically attracted and bonds to and overpowers the viral DNA and causes it to bind into a very tight ball of genetic material. This makes the DNA unable to stretch out, so it cannot replicate, and it never will divide or multiply, rendering the virus inactive. And the third way is resonance. The new silver has been measured by Penn State Dr. Rustam Roy to resonate or vibrate at a frequency between 890 to 910 terahertz. Now, what this means is it just happens to be the same frequency that is used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. In fact, if you go to the lab that works with bacteria or viruses, you'll find strategically placed blue lights that resonate at 890 to 910 terahertz. This is the frequency that is antimicrobial. The new silver is like a bunch of supercharged flashlights safely disinfecting your arteries and veins. And where they can kill on contact, they have the amazing ability to kill by resonating at the exact frequency that has been proven to destroy bacteria and virus cells. This is epitaxy, and the same principle is seen in the nerves when they secrete neurotransmitting chemicals into the synaptic gap. The benefits are transferred without having to have contact through a chemical bond. Now, there are healthy resonances and unhealthy resonances. The healthy frequency would be like a massager. It stimulates circulation, it feels good, and vibrates at an intensity that makes nerves calm and actually can reduce pain. Then there is a jackhammer, and they are just big and powerful and can destroy disease, or in this case, cement, by their vibration. But they may also hurt the good things that are in the cement or around the cement or hold up the cement, or in medical terms, they may hurt not only the bad cells but the good ones and good tissues surrounding it. Then there is a tiny, very high-frequency sound wave that can shatter glass. You've probably seen that commercial where they send tiny, high-frequency sound waves at a glass and it shatters. Then there is the kind of frequencies that distinguish between healthy and unhealthy. Yes, I said distinguish between healthy and unhealthy, like the saw doctors use to cut casts off. They vibrate at a frequency or resonance that cuts the plaster cast off but doesn't cut through your skin. My son asked, "How can it cut through something so much harder than me and not cut my skin?" And my answer to him is the same one for silver. There are some frequencies or resonances that have been tuned to destroy one type of tissue and not another. So, these are some of the reasons the new silver is more effective. They are: it is more stable and can stay in suspension for up to 8 years, even if it is frozen or boiled, and it will disinfect water in 4 minutes. The particle size is the perfect size for entering cells, and by the way, it is absorbed into the cells so it can get into all the tiniest areas of your body. It is called a nanoparticle, but it resonates at the perfect frequency to kill pathogens. Some are too large to be bioavailable to cells, and some common silvers are too small and have little or no impact on cell membranes, while this silver soul technology is the perfect frequency and the entire range or healthy range of frequencies are protected by patent. Quote, so safe you can drink it, yet so powerful it can kill the most dangerous bacteria known to man, unquote. That was given by my good friend Keith, who, by the way, has it in his bathroom, his boat, his truck, his briefcase at the office, and he gives it to all his friends for everything. His father, William, is one of the most generous souls I've ever met. He's kind of like Johnny Appleseed for silver. William takes care of those who need him and helps everyone everywhere he goes, even in places like Ghana, where the new silver is approved as a homeopathic drug. Now, let me go on and tell you about the bacteria that's killed with your silver. It is listed on the back page, or page 41 of the patent, and it goes on for an entire page and documents at what parts per million it takes, or in other words, what concentration it takes to kill off any number of over 100 different bacteria. I won't go through all 100 of those right now, but suffice it to say, everything on that list is killed with 10 parts per million or less. And the optimal range on page 39 suggests that about 14 parts per million, or anywhere from 10 to 22 parts per million, is the optimal healthy range to be taken on a daily basis. And as an immune booster, it has over 80 published studies documenting its benefits to structures and functions of the body. As background information, in 1924, colloidal silver was actually patented. That patent ran out 17 years later, and it was public domain. In other words, anyone could use it, anyone could have it, you could make it in your own basement, garage, or anywhere else. But because it was patent protected at that time, anyone who wanted a new patent had to come up with a new technology that designated something that was chemically or materially different. And because the new silver soul technology is materially different than the past colloidal silvers, it received a new patent, U.S. patent number 7135195, in November of 2006. Not only is this radically different antibiotic material more or less equal to the traditional biochemical antibiotics, it has the unique advantage that bacteria do not mutate to destroy its activity. Moreover, when used alongside a traditional antibiotic, the silver aquasol has a synergistic effect, thereby extending the life of the efficacy of several antibiotics tenfold. That is a direct quote coming from Penn State University's Dr. Roy. He goes on to say, this extraordinary family of materials as potential leaders of a new class of health vectors. What he is suggesting is first line of defense. In addition, Dr. Roy writes that it also reduces pain. This is important because there are evidences where the military now uses antibacterial and pain-killing activities of silver in their soldiers' uniforms, in fact, in their socks, and using silver threads in their shirts to kill bacteria, and this is important in the field to help reduce infections. In addition, Dr. Roy reports in his publication from Penn State, for thousands of years in various countries, especially India, silver has been used for what is empirically known to be its bactericidal properties. That means the ability to kill bacteria and to keep water safe and often foods safer. A recent paper by Dr. Khanna reports some 275,000 kilograms, by the way, that's 500,000 pounds, of edible metallic silver foil are consumed every year in foods in India. No known adverse health effects have ever been recorded. This epidemiological evidence that silver as a metal is non-toxic in any way needs no further comment. That's a direct quote from his publication. As you can see, non-toxic has been demonstrated. Antibacterial is being demonstrated in our current military, and this is a product that will help provide first-line defense. This is important because the new silver is patent protected to be the size and frequency that is antimicrobial, while the old silver probably worked because it was like the jackhammer, where it worked in the short term and just overpowered the dangerous cells, but maybe damaged a few good ones in the process. The new silver works for the long term and does so without the risk of contamination that you had with some of the older silvers. So, what if you could save yourself from an MRSA infection? Well, all of us expect that we will never get one, but what if? What if you're the one that could save your family from strep throat, a sinus infection, or just give grandma the ability to make it through the winter without getting pneumonia this year? What if you went to the hospital just to have a mole removed and were infected with MRSA, and there were no antibiotics that could save you? What if you could save the world from an infectious disease like influenza, anthrax, or the next generation plague? Or what if all you ever did was take silver every day and never felt sick again? Well, the choice is yours. The doctors and 80 publications are credible. The U.S. Patent Office is thorough and bluntly honest. The EPA is indisputable. The FDA guidelines are conservative and just. General Carlton wrote a letter, an honest letter. He's a knowledgeable MD and expert in this field. Orrin Hatch, a senator who's responsible for your well-being. And Dr. Rustam Roy, the best material scientist in the world. All of them calling for you to feel the vibration of truth, the resonance of a new silver solution, the first internal disinfectant, and your first line of defense.
Please understand that individual results vary, and different people experience different results from these products. No guarantees, expressed or implied, are made. The discussion of various potential benefits to be derived from using these products are not meant as guarantees. Also, this is not a substitute for medical advice. You should consult your physician before beginning any diet, supplementation, or regarding medical symptoms.